Dustbin Baby by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
A note from Jacqueline Wilson. Dustbin Baby. I wonder if you've ever had to draw your own family tree at school. It's generally a fun thing to do, especially if you can design it like a real tree, with branches here and there. You can draw a snake slithering around the branch representing your pesky little brother, cute squirrels scampering along the branches symbolizing your favorite cousins, and maybe an owl with glasses roosting on the branch for your wise old uncle. But whether you do this funny version, or just use plain lines in your best handwriting, it's generally easy to construct. I could start with me at the bottom, then having my mother Biddy and my father Harry holding hands above me. And then above them, my maternal grandparents, George and Hilda Ellen, and my paternal grandparents, Harry and Dorothy. After that, it gets a bit hazy, but at least it's a start. What would happen if you couldn't make that start? How would you feel if you could only put your name on the page? That's what it's like for April, the girl in Dustbin Baby. She's not even sure that's the name her mother would have chosen for her. She doesn't have a clue who that mother is. April was abandoned in a dustbin the moment she was born, bundled up and left to die. Thank goodness she cried hard and someone heard and rushed her to hospital. This happened on April the 1st, All Fool's Day, when you play jokes on people. April's life hasn't been much of a joke, though. She's been sent here, sent there, fostered out, stuck.